Well, again, everybody, and as the kids say, it's been a minute since I've been on here. I was looking at the dates, and the last time that I posted was January 17th. Today is February 14th, so it's been about a month. And it makes sense just because of the topic of this particular podcast, which I think explains kind of a bit of my absence. I also have a stuffy nose, so I can't even hear myself really well. So, but we'll push through that. So I named this particular podcast, "How Many Bottoms Must I Hit to Reach the Top or to Reach Success?" And it describes maybe what you are going through in your own life, where you feel that you keep hitting bottom after bottom after bottom, and you wonder, okay, like, which of these is the actual bottom so that I can then begin to move up, right? Excuse my nose. Oh boy. And so let's see, just talking about my own journey and what I'm trying to do. First is to understand that there is a great reward coming, that the bottoms that I've hit, I would say these last 13 months or so, even though they seem to come repeatedly, I think that they're coming to an end, and the reward is soon to come. I feel it, I know it, I see it. It isn't yet a full reality, but that's part of the journey of hitting bottom over and over again. There are two ways that I see this thing of hitting repeated bottoms. First is that on one end, they feel like they're going to drown you. Like the surfer, my beautiful son surfs, and I watch them out there, and the waves, they can tend to want to overwhelm the surfer if they come repeatedly. And so the surfer has to understand kind of how to avoid the multiple waves, or go around or underneath or all that stuff. And that's how it feels, I think, when you hit these multiple bottoms, is you have to realize that they could drown you, of course, but you have to just keep working through them. And then the second thing is to know that they will eventually end, that these bottoms or these difficulties, these trials, these repeated things that come your way, they are almost like a crescendo. A crescendo is a musical term, if you're not familiar with the word, where something goes from very quiet to very loud. And that feeling that you get of something growing usually is leading to something great. Normally the chorus or the best part of the song or the drop, in terms of modern music or hip-hop, as they call it the drop or the hook or the chorus. And so I know that that is true, that this crescendo of bottoms, of difficulties, of bad days and good days and all that, are leading to a victory. As the Bible says, though there is pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning. Where's my gozo bell? Right here. There it is. Now, there's a third thought that I've been meditating on, and that is the thought of, this may sound kind of weird, but that this may never end. That the hitting of bottom may never end. And I don't mean it as bad as it sounds. What I mean is, I was listening to a friend of mine, his podcast yesterday, and he was talking about how he went to a conference, the 10X Grand Cardone conference. I think it's in Miami. He was talking about, I think it was John Maxwell, who is a Christian man, a leader of leaders, who's written 80 plus books. He was talking about letting go of the pursuit of the end result, and instead to challenge yourself to just become better. Something like that. He said it more perfectly, of course. But the idea really hit me. I think that the problem with seeing life as bottoms or highs and lows is that you're waiting for the high, of course, right? Obviously, you're waiting for the low to end. And there are some lows. I mean, if it's a disease or if it's a problem in your marriage or maybe a conflict at home, obviously you want those things to end, and they do come to an end. But I think that as far as me wanting to succeed and wanting things to finally turn around in my church and my body and in my emotions and my thoughts and all these negative things that happen, although there is an end to that that I know is coming, part of it is also learning how not to be waiting for the perfect day. That today is the perfect day, and that it's more about who I'm becoming. And so let me talk about that, you know, and let me ask you the question, who are you becoming as you wait for this glorious day? Who are you becoming today? Who are you now, excuse me, as compared to 3 months ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, whenever maybe this string of bad luck, as people call it, started? So for me, I would say that I am, as I said, a year into this kind of hitting bottom season. I would say I can name a few things. One is I am more aware of my anger issues, and therefore more willing to ask God to help me. I am more loving in terms of being involved in people's lives, more aware that it's not about reaching 1,000 people, but it's about loving people. I am more boldened in my own values, the things I believe in. I feel more secure in who I am and my calling. That's number three. I would say maybe the fourth thing is I feel the constant calling to depend on God, not on myself, to come under the shadow of His wings, not under the success of my strength. And so those are at least three or four things that I can honestly say that are the byproduct of this hitting bottom. That's who I have become, and I am looking forward to becoming more of that, more loving, more in the moment, more people-centered, less looking to some major win, more aware of my own issues, of my own, of how to manage myself better when attacked or when I'm perceiving being attacked. So all these things that are really awesome. So I think that the continual hitting of bottom is a necessary part of success or of growth. I mean, we all have heard the stories of all of our favorite leaders in the church, in the Bible, in real life, our moms, our parents, our dads. They all have had to hit multiple bottoms. And as my friend tells me, it is when you hit bottom that you become the pearl of price, the pearl of great price. There's no other way for that gold to be refined but to go through fire, and sometimes multiple fire, and sometimes really hot fire. And I would say most of my life, I'm almost 50, I've lived at trying to avoid the fire, running from it, hoping it's not there, wishing it away, working it away, etc. But by the grace of God, I can honestly say that this time none of that has worked. And I've had to say, okay, Lord, I actually need You. And not just to help me, but I want to change. I want to grow. I want to be different. And I think that's that kind of maturity only comes after repeated failures or difficulties or trials. And the Bible, of course, is clear. We know all the verses that James 1 says that, consider it joy when you face many trials. It's not just one, but many trials. And of course, Jesus Himself said, in this world you will have many problems, but be of good courage, I have overcome the world. So I mean, Paul, he says, forgetting what lies behind, meaning all the things that he considered gain or loss, all those things, the pain, the being in jail, the being beaten, being bitten by snakes and wrecked at sea. He said all of that he considers a joy compared to the greatness, or I mean, considers it loss compared to the greatness of knowing Christ, and as well as his accomplishments, all of his degrees per se and all of his knowledge. He said he considered all of it loss. And then in Hebrews, it says forgetting what lies behind, setting our eyes on the prize. So there is this powerful story and narrative in the way of Jesus that tells us to forget what lies behind. And being aware of it is important, but then to move through it and to know that a new day is coming. So as I sit here with my cold and feeling a bit under the weather, emotionally and physically and spiritually, I am reminded of the grace of God, and also reminded of one final story that I want to tell you. On Sunday, we had a Valentine's dinner, and we have a Spanish service and an English one. This one was a Spanish service event, and there were maybe like 20 people, 30 people there. And one of the beautiful, sweet ladies that's an English speaker, she was there. She comes every week to our Spanish service. Even though she doesn't understand a thing I'm saying, she loves the songs because she can hum along with the songs. And so at this dinner that we had, she got up and gave testimony of what God is doing in her life. But then she ended singing some of the Spanish songs she's been listening to for months. And then one of our other Spanish speaker leaders got up and joined her, and they sang a duet for maybe 10 minutes of all these beautiful songs, worship songs in Spanish, two cultures coming together. And it literally moved me to tears, because I thought, that is why I do this. This is what it's all about. And so I thank God for the trials. I thank God for the low moments, because I know they all lead to an eternal glory that is to come. My cold will be gone one day. These trials will be gone one day. We will all be at a better place. No matter what you're going through right now, you will get through it. You will be on the other side of this soon. I have no idea when, but soon and very soon. Pray in the meantime. Never give up. Make sure that you always pursue, I think most of all, is Jesus. Pursue him, because he will give you the strength that you need. He will also challenge you in the things that you need to change. But rest assured that it is he and his Spirit who will change you. Be in his word. Go for walks. Spend time with friends. Do something fun. Go for a 20-minute bike ride or walk or whatever you do. Eat healthy. Stay away from dumb people and silly places. And I think most of all, go to church every week, every day, so that you can be around the people of God. And then if you do have maybe a need for a therapist or a counselor, I definitely have many times, and I still see my therapist every so often. Make sure that you are getting the help that you need. If you're not into therapy, then talk to a pastor. Talk to a mentor. Call your friends. Make sure that you talk to someone that can be outside of the situation so that you can get some perspective. My prayer for you today is that you would know that God is near you. God is near to the brokenhearted. I know he's near to me. I know that this too shall pass. Never give up. Pray at all times. Worship. Stand against the powers of darkness, and he will see you through. Make sure that you like, comment, and share this episode. Thanks again for being here, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The David Trigg Show. Find the complete archive at davidtrigg.com or subscribe for free through the podcast app on iTunes or Stitcher on Android.
Each week, we bring you a message of joy, success, and personal power in spite of fear, anxiety, and depression. Because as we like to say, though there's pain in the night, gozo comes in the morning.